We begin with prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day and for your word. Amen. For 50 years, the Lord has been blessing our small church body and our small school. 50. That may not sound like a very big number. Well, how about 600? 600 months of blessings. Or 2,600 weeks. Or 18,250 days. 438,000 hours. 26,280,000 minutes. Yes, minutes. Because as each minute ticks by on the clock, we need and we receive the attention of our Lord. Each minute throughout these 50 years has brought new blessings as God has sustained our church and our school and each one of us. For 50 years, we have been thanking God, thanking Him, first of all, for His work of creation, for bringing all things into existence. Psalm 100, verse 3, "It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves." So we thank Him. We don't thank the theory of evolution. The theory of evolution basically is telling us that we made ourselves. That is not true. It is He that has made us. So we say for 50 years God has spared us from this godless theory. Therefore, on this day we once again say with thankful hearts, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows very well." Hymn number 44, verses 2 and 3. For 50 years, we of the CLC and ILC have been thanking God not only for creating us, but for preserving us in body, so that we can be here as His servants, proclaiming His gospel to the world. Hebrews 3, verse 1. "He upholds all things by the word of His power." His word upholds all that He has created. By the word of God, the sun rises in the morning, the rain falls, the crops grow, and we have food and clothing and shelter. It continues to be a minute by minute activity of God that He sustains us in body. His blessings abound in the kitchens and the dining halls, in the homes and on the fields throughout the CLC. Likewise, He has provided such physical blessings that we can have church buildings in which to worship and schools in which to learn. Such a small church body, such large blessings, such a small school, and such a wonderful campus. How can we keep doing this? Every year it seems as though we struggle, and it almost seems as though we're not going to make it this year financially. But we do. Or should I say, God does. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits. God grant that we in the CLC never forget that He is the one who preserves and protects us. Hymn 567, verse 2. For 50 years, we of the CLC and ILC have been thanking God for preserving and sustaining us in spirit. God has preserved His Word among us so that by it He can preserve us in faith. By the grace of God, the gospel continues to be preached. The sacraments continue to be administered among us. Daily, weekly, yearly, we are confirmed and strengthened in our faith. At ILC, year after year, students come here. Students who have learned to trust in God as their Savior. Decade after decade, teachers have come here. Teachers who faithfully proclaim the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. How easily, how quickly we would have departed from the truth and from our Savior, but the Lord is faithful. Who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. So time and again, Jesus brought to us that forgiveness that He earned for us upon the cross. And even to this day, He says, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." And what about our future? Institutions come and go. But as for us, as for you and me, we continue to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." So it was, so it is, so it will be. Thanks be to God once again on the 51st year. Thanks be to God, our Creator, Preserver, and our Sanctifier. Hymn 15.